Welcome to the inaugural episode of the Probably Florida Podcast with Ricky and Billy, a show where two guys with nothing better to do discuss the funny, awesome, and downright strange happenings that take place in the great state of Florida. We'll cover attention-grabbing headlines of the day, as well as some historical follies, and of course, the ongoing adventures of Florida Man. This is Probably Florida.
Welcome. You're listening to the Probably Florida Podcast. I'm your host, Ricky, and with me is my esteemed colleague and co-host, Billy. What's up, Billy?
Oh, nothing much. Just another beautiful day in the Sunshine State. Both of us born and raised right here, and we're going to be broadcasting today and hopefully many days from beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah, I mean, it's 82 degrees right now, sunny. We should probably be at the beach, but here we are throwing out this episode, and we hope you enjoy it. We got a good one for you today. It involves NASA, a love, and a dirty diaper.
That sounds absolutely disgusting. I'm all for it.
All right, let's get to it. So we have Lisa Marie Nowak. She was a former NASA astronaut and naval flight officer who graduated from the Naval Academy in 1985 with a Bachelor of Science in Aeronautical Engineering and went on to obtain a master's. Now, in 1996, she was selected by NASA for a qualified mission as a robotics specialist. Now, this isn't someone who we'd probably usually talk about. I mean, so far, it sounds like a pretty impressive woman.
So far, but, I mean, let's be honest. Homer Simpson was an astronaut at one point.
This is true, yeah.
So, is it really that respectable?
I guess it's debatable. I mean, they say all kids want to be astronauts, so
work out to drive a garbage truck.
Okay, well, I think
set the bar low.
Now listen, you can still do that. Okay, don't ever give up on your dreams, Billy.
Thank you.
And by the way, that's a vital service for all of humanity. Well, so they get you garbage trucks, guys. Please subscribe, like, thank you.
As a matter of fact, garbage men have done more for me than an astronaut's ever done. So you're right.
Well, we might have to be getting off this planet one day, and I, for one, probably I don't know if I'd actually do it. I'm very fascinated by it, but I think I'd be pretty damn scared if I was in space looking back down on the Earth.
I think that would agree.
Mentally...
Yeah, it's going to take a toll. I mean, everybody thinks they'd want to do it. I couldn't imagine what you do when you have to go to the bathroom. Like, is everything floating everywhere? Is it just... Does it smell like farts in there? I bet it smells like farts.
No, zero gravity is like an odor eliminator. And
is that true?
It's scientifically proven.
It's scientifically proven.
We have lots of scientists in Florida. We have an establishment called NASA.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'll take NASA's word for it. If they're saying it doesn't smell like farts in the International Space Station, you know, I'm calling BS, but who am I? I've never been there. Not yet, at least. But I would be worried about that in... I think the rest of it would be pretty cool flying around.
I think once you get past the jitters of being launched in a rocket through the atmosphere, it might be pretty peaceful. I would say after a while, I'd probably want to get back though. Now, that's the thing. Lisa Marie Nowak, she was in space for 13 days. Now, that's not nearly a record or anything like that, but that's pretty commendable. So she actually, in 2006, she went on a space mission on the Space Shuttle Discovery as a member of that mission, STS-121, to the International Space Station. And part of her job was operating a robotic arm on three spacewalks during, like I said, those almost 13 days in space. So, I mean, so far, this is a pretty impressive woman. Nothing to, you know, frown upon at all.
No, but if she's... appearing on this podcast, that means there's something awry is going to happen.
Yeah, I would
something's
think
so. Going to go awry. Let's go with that.
All right, so let's get to it. So this story involves a love triangle involving Lisa Marie Nowak, a Navy commander named Bill Oefling, all right, who was a pilot of the Space Shuttle Discovery, and Air Force Captain Colleen Shipman is the center of this story. Now, Nowak and Commander Oefling, they actually trained together, but they never flew together. So, Captain Colleen Shipman was flying from Houston back to her home in the Orlando area. So Lisa Nowak decided she wanted to confront Colleen, who she saw as competition for Commander Offline. So what did she do? Well, she drove 950 miles from Houston to Orlando wearing a diaper as to not make any stops.
Well, hold on. So, I mean, I've heard of people driving long distances to confront a lover. Maybe you stop somebody from getting on a train, you know, like a romantic scene from an old movie.
Right.
It's kind of hard to be romantic wearing a large adult diaper. I imagine it's large. I don't see one of those slender fit ones that they offer now.
Well, this is not your regular Pampers that you get at Walmart. This diaper is actually designed for astronauts during a launch and re-entry because obviously they have to be strapped in and the violent act of the shuttle leaving the atmosphere and re-entering it, you might have some bowel movements moving. So, basically, yeah, she drove 950 miles. You want to talk about dedication. Dedicated to being a successful person and dedicated to love. So, she wore a wig, glasses, and a trench coat, and she followed Shipman into the airport parking lot. Ms. Shipman, realizing someone was following her, hurried into her car and locked the doors. So, Nowak walked up, tried to open the passenger side door, and Shipman wouldn't let her in, didn't know who it was, but she cracked the window open and was subsequently sprayed with pepper spray.
Now, you have to realize that if you have the wig, the trench coat, the sunglasses, and the diaper, this took a lot of pre-planning. This wasn't, I mean, if she woke up and she decided to do it that day and she had all of those things, well, that's a whole other podcast on itself. Why does Lisa Nowak have a wig, sunglasses, trench coat, and diapers? However, I doubt she did. I think she acquired these things to do this purposely.
Well, also, and think about it, she drove 950 miles. She had plenty of time to pull a U-turn, you know, about what she's doing.
What was her need to do this so quickly that she couldn't stop to go to the bathroom?
Okay, so she knew about the flight.
Colleen Shipman was about to take off on a flight.
No, Colleen Shipman was on the flight, and I assume – it doesn't really say, but I assume that Lisa did not want to have any documentation that she was flying on that flight too. So she drove, you know, wearing the wig and everything, and wanted to intercept Colleen at the airport. Now, so.
I would just say leave a little earlier, Lisa, you know.
Well,
maybe leave 4 hours ahead of time so you don't have to wear a dirty diaper.
Well,
I guess it wasn't dirty when she put it on, but let's face it.
Love knows no time.
Knows no time. Yep.
So, all right. So, Shipman took off in her car, went up to the parking lot booth, and told the attendant who called the Orlando International Airport Police. Now, Lisa was spotted throwing a bag by a police officer into a trash can in which contained a wig, a BB gun, a steel mallet, a 4-inch folding knife, rubber tubing, $600 because why not, and trash bags inside.
It sounds like when I was 11 years old, not like when I was 8 years old, when I was 11 and I threatened to run away because I was still doing that. I did it until I was 18. My parents were like, please run away. But yeah, you got your BB gun, your steel mallet, you know, great. She's going to go on some kind of spree here.
Well, I mean, yeah, so it's not looking good, you know, just alone what's in the bag. And according to her, she just wanted to talk to her, confront her about her relationship with the commander. Now, so the commander was dating, not really, it wasn't a serious relationship, but he was dating Lisa Marie Nowak.
He wasn't ready for a commitment, you know?
And he broke that off.
He's a rocket man.
And then, that's right. And it went on to Colleen Shipman. So Lisa was not having this. And by the way, she was married with 3 kids at the time. Now, nonetheless, she was separated, but it adds a little thing to the story.
This cake's got some layers.
Yeah, so she told – yeah, like I said, she told the police she only wanted to scare Shipman into talking to her about her relationship with Offline. So, but according to the Orlando spokeswoman, Sergeant Barbara Jones, she said, well, if you were just going to talk to someone, I don't know that you need a wig, a trench coat, an air cartridge, BB gun, and pepper spray. I don't know, Billy. Usually when I am talking to someone, I'm always prepared. Yeah, because you never know where a conversation is going to lead.
Call me old-fashioned, but I just assume my conversations are not going to include a wig, pepper spray, or a steel mallet.
Yeah. All right, so Lisa Marie Nowak was charged with attempted kidnapping, burglary, and battery. Now, the case went on to trial in 2009, and she pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of burglary and misdemeanor battery and was sentenced to 1 year probation.
1 year probation.
1 year probation.
I guess if you go into space, you can get away with regular Earth crimes. What if she committed this crime in outer space? How cool would that have been if she brought a wig and sunglasses? There's only three people on the International Space Station, but she decides to wear a wig just to confuse them.
Well, I mean, the International Space Station police, they're not really well-equipped. They don't have the funding to take care of these crimes. So maybe she should have committed it then.
She should have.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. Shipman and Commander Oefeling, they actually got married. And they have a son together named Junior. And they actually live in Alaska now, and they run the website AdventureWrite.com, which promotes writing for kids. So Lisa Marie Nowak, she's living a modest life in Texas and works in the private sector. Now, she was discharged from the Navy after her 1 year probation for less than honorable mentions.
Could you imagine that job interview? So, Ms. Nowak, this is very impressive, very impressive. I see you were in outer space. Wow, it looks like you're hitting all of the major checkpoints here. What's this thing here about the, you made some headlines, and how does she explain the diaper situation? I'm still fascinated with the diaper thing. Like, just pull over and take a break, or like I said, leave a little bit earlier.
No, it's called devotion. I got to tell you, I'm a little jealous of this Bill guy. If I had a woman driving 950 miles wearing a diaper just to confront another woman who she sees as competition, I mean, I've never had that happen. I don't know about you, but...
Actually, it happens to me all the time. That's what you get for dating senior citizens that live in the villages.
All right, so this story actually doesn't end. And unfortunately for Lisa, she's going to have to relive this experience again in the mainstream media. So actually, this year coming out in 2019, Natalie Portman is to star in a movie based on diaper-wearing astronaut Lisa Nowak.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I love Natalie Portman. She's so beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
Great actress.
V for Vendetta is one of my favorite movies.
Beautiful.
So it's going to be called Lucy in the Sky, and we'll actually we'll actually put this teaser, official teaser, in our description. But yeah, so she's going to be playing Lucy Cola, who has a hard time adjusting to life back on Earth after living in space. Now there's going to be a love triangle, and it actually stars John Hamm from Mad Men, who he plays fellow astronaut Mark Goodwin, and the story is about how her life starts falling apart when Goodwin begins an affair with another woman. So it's loosely based on Nowak's own romantic involvement with Bill Oefeling. And
so it is going to be about her?
Yeah, so basically she didn't sell the rights to her life story.
She hasn't sold the rights. Imagine a holdout with that woman. You know she's got the diaper. She can sit in there for weeks.
I don't know. I think I would take the paycheck. I mean, it's already out in the open. Everyone knows the story, especially now that they're listening to this podcast. But I got to say, I'd take that paycheck.
Yeah. Imagine all the diapers you could buy with that.
Oh, yeah.
While we're on the topic of diapers, and for that matter, Brevard County, that leads us into today's installment of Florida Man.
All right.
Now, every week we're going to give you a little great story that begins with the headline, Florida Man. You're all probably well familiar with it. Now, today's installment includes a man named Sean Kelly. Now, Sean Kelly was calling people, when I say people, calling women that he would meet on Craigslist or from caretaker organizations to come over to his house and take care of his younger brother. Now, his younger brother was mentally handicapped.
All right.
Sean Kelly would explain that. You know, he needs help. He's a working man.
Yeah, of course.
You know, he can't sit there and take care of his younger brother. And one of those duties included changing diapers, which you would – that's understandable.
Yeah, yeah.
Completely understandable. However, when said women would show up, there was no older brother. There was only the younger brother. Now, the older brother, Sean Kelly, was never around when the women would show up there.
Right.
So the women would show up. They would cook. They would clean. They would change diapers.
Nothing wrong with that.
There is nothing wrong with that until you find out the older brother and the younger brother were the same person. There was no older brother. There was only a man named Sean Kelly who, quite frankly, just wanted his diaper changed.
Nothing wrong with that.
There is a lot wrong with that, as a matter of fact.
Why?
The man was not mentally handicapped. He was calling on women who thought they were doing a good deed. They thought they were taking care of somebody who needed it.
Right.
That's like me saying, help me get my cat out of the tree, when in actuality, I don't have a cat, there is no tree, and I just want you to put your hands in my pants.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely sexual in nature. He has some sort of fetish with diapers and getting them changed.
Which all that, you know, to each his own. However, don't take advantage of the unwilling, really. Now, what ended up happening to Sean Kelly was one of the husbands of one of these ladies thought something was off, okay. Rightfully so.
Right.
So he ended up following Sean Kelly around. Noticed he got into a vehicle and drove away.
On his own accord.
On his own accord. I don't know if it was an accord. It might have been a Civic.
Okay. Gotcha.
But either way, if you can't change your own diaper, or if you have to wear diapers in general, you're probably not driving
a vehicle. Probably shouldn't be driving. You might be able to pilot a shuttle, but that was another story.
Yeah, or be an astronaut.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
You could be an astronaut, as we found out today. So, yes, he was found out, and he was charged with I couldn't quite understand why he was charged with counts of organized fraud. Now, organized fraud sounds like this guy got off by being a sexual offender with organized fraud. I mean, only in the state of Florida.
Now, hold on, though. I mean, maybe he kept a journal, had the dates and entries, so it was organized, and he was frauding them. Maybe he was getting government benefits, fraud, who knows, I don't know.
Right, but when your penis is getting touched, that's sexual assault.
No, I know, but he was organized, you see what I'm saying? He had a journal and calendar dates of all the times that he got service for his fetish.
Well, as disgusting and insane as that sounds, luckily for him, he was in Brevard County, where we have seen they take quite lightly the punishments for people that are wearing diapers. He, again, got house arrest and had to do some psychological evaluations, which,
yeah.
You know, that I think everybody would understand that. You know, but being in house arrest, he's not going anywhere. You know his Amazon family account is just diapers.
Yeah.
He's just getting diapers.
But, you know, he's going to have a hard time pulling that little spiel again.
Well, yeah, but think of the savings. I mean, you know, buy diapers in bulk.
But who's going to put him on for him? That's the problem. That's what he's into. I don't think he actually needs a diaper.
His older brother will.
Yeah, right. So that's going to do it for the first episode of Probably Florida Podcast. If you liked it, please subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Tell your friends and family. And if you'd like to support us, we're going to leave a link in the show notes. You can also contact me and Billy on Twitter at PROBFLA.
That's right. And don't forget, tell some friends, tell a family member, tell anybody you think that would enjoy an entertaining, educational, kind of educational?
A little bit.
A little bit. And tell anybody you want to listen to the podcast. Remember, this is our inaugural one. We have high aspirations. We're going to get bigger and better. Hopefully, we'll get to you some interviews of Florida Man. We will have maybe Florida Man in our... No, we won't bring Florida Man into the home.
Why not?
Okay. He's already there.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Take care.